88,000 nakatao sa hospitality ang nawala ng trabaho dahil sa COVID-19 pandemic. Isa dito si Chef Enrique Raposa III. Pagkatapos mag-drop out ng culinary school sa Pilipinas dahil sa kakulangan sa pera, karanasan lamang sa kusina ang nabaon ng Sydney Cider na si Enrique pagpunta niya ng Australia.
I just worked my way up, I guess. Nakitaan ako ng potential ng ibang mga chefs ko, and then they decided to train me para mabawasan din yung workload nila. And then, ayun, it took me a while to actually get to where I am kasi, yun nga, dahil hindi naman ako formally trained. So, I took it upon myself to just learn as much as I can from one place. And then once natutunan ko na yung sistema, yung method, certain techniques, I tried to move on to a different restaurant that offers a different set of cuisines, different system.
Nadiskubre ni Enrique na kahit nakikilala na siya sa fine dining, naging masyadong masalimuot ang mundong ito.
Medyo napagod ako sa fine dining. So I said, maybe I need to lay low for a bit. Kasi ang dami ng mga cases ng mga chefs who are, you know, committing suicide because of the high stress environment. So gusto kong, kumbaga, to look after my mental health. So sabi ko, maglay low muna ako from a super stressful environment, pero still related to food. The absolutely last place na pinagtrabahunan ko before I lost my job was a burger shop down in Bankstown. So, ang position ko doon wasn't really a chef, but it's more of like a venue manager. Well, I started working for them in September. That time, they were planning to open up the shop in Bankstown. So, while they were still constructing the site, I was working at their flagship shop, CBD. Okay, so I stayed there for about 3 months, and then we opened Bankstown in December. So, in-expect namin na, kasi sikat yung brand na pinagtatrabahunan ko, and busy kami sa city. So, we were expecting that we're gonna have the same, the same amount of people. But then, mid-January hit, and nag-start ng lumabas yung mga coronavirus cases. So, that plus the fact na, yun lang, bago lang kami and papakilala pa kami, didn't really mix well sa public. So, we were forced to close down.
Habang nagpapahinga, nag-apply siya sa mga ibang restaurant. Nabigyan siya ng trial shifts at nagkaroon din siya ng mga job offers.
But then, eto na, masyado nang malaki yung issue na nangyayari. So, most of the places started canceling yung hiring processes nila. So, I got stuck pretty much.
Nawala ng trabaho si Enrique, ngunit patuloy pa rin ang kanyang mga responsibilidad.
I am the breadwinner of the family. Si mom kasi is incapacitated to work na. So, and yung sister ko is working as a casual then in a post office. Plus the fact na I've got twin boys na nasa Philippines na I'm also supporting. So I am, kahit sinasabi ng mga tao na, okay, head chef ka na or chef manager ka na, medyo malaki na yung kinikita mo. It's not really when you think about, alam mo yon, the amount of money that I spend to support all my family. So I'm also living week by week. So, alam mo yon, I have minimal savings and now na I've been out of job for five weeks or 6 weeks, naubos na rin yung savings ko.
Ngunit kahit ganito ang kanyang sitwasyon ngayon, hindi siya naaawa sa kanyang sarili. Nakakayanan din niya ang kanyang sitwasyon kasi nakapokus pa rin siya sa pagluluto.
Well, firstly, I do believe na tayong mga Pilipino, we're very we're very resilient eh. Alam mo yon, and ma kung marunong, kung magaling tayo sa mga kalokohan, I'm pretty sure na kaya din nating on the flip side to think about ways of earning a living somehow. Alam mo yon. So when I was still working at a fine dining restaurant last year, I started cooking at meals. Okay? And nakita yun ng mga katrabaho ko, and they were asking, ang bango niyan, patikim, ganyan, and they kind of liked it. So, kumbaga yun yung parang relaxation moment ko during my days off. So, I committed my days off into creating meals for, firstly, para dun sa mga chefs ko at work. Kasi sabi nga nila, masarap, ganyan. And eventually, some of their friends started asking as well. So, it became kind of like a pastime for me to be able to cook at home during my day off and, alam mo yun, make people happy with the food that I cook. Now, nangyari itong corona, now I'm out of job, I still try to extend that service to other people. Ganyan naman talaga yung buhay, diba? It's up and down. Sometimes you're up, sometimes, you know, you're down. Pero, know this, na kahit anumang problema, it will always end. Right? Because that's how the universe works, diba? Sun rises in the morning and then sets at night. So, kung ano man yung problema na nafe-feel ng mga tao ngayon na wala siguro silang makain, wala silang pambayad ng rent, wala silang trabaho, wala silang pambayad ng tuition, wala silang pang support sa family. I mean, this is not an isolated case. Like, it's happening everywhere. Like, it's worldwide. So, instead of thinking kung ano yung problema na nararanasan natin because of this virus, just think that you're not alone. Alam mo yun? And I think Filipinos and Australians, same spirit. Eh. It's the spirit of mateship, diba? In other words, it's called bayanihan sa atin. So, you know, let's support one another. Let's not take advantage of dun sa mga taong may mga businesses dyan, diba? Don't take advantage of the situation by upping your prices like ridiculously. You know, spend time with your family, have a talk. You know, call your friends you haven't spoke to for a long time. You know, I think it's time for us to catch up and reassess what's really, you know, number one priority.